we go. No, we can't use that. We'll get sued. Welcome, everybody. Doing another episode of SparkCast. I am Remy, and today we're sitting down with Sante. Sante is a big deal in the lifestyle community here in Denver.
The Ron Burgundy of Denver.
The Ron Burgundy of Denver. I like that.
Let's not go there.
We're sitting here in part of the new, the Menage Manor, as you call it. And yeah, welcome. Thanks for sitting down with me today.
Of course. Thanks for coming out.
Absolutely. Let's get started with talking a little bit about what is the Menage Group. This is something that you started and you founded. And so how did you get into this role?
In 2004, I was married at the time. Discovered the lifestyle through, I was working for a telecommunications company. And somebody I worked with, I've been a club DJ since the early 90s, and somebody I worked with got a hold of one of my CDs, gave it to a friend, they really liked it, and he said, well, hey, I got a booking for you. And didn't tell me it was going to be a swinger lifestyle event. Okay. But my ex and I had already, you know, kind of looked into, I let her know I was interested in this kind of stuff, and we looked into options, never really found anything. So the day before the event, he says, hey, by the way, there's going to be a lot of swingers at this party. And so I went, oh, cool, you know, that'll be fun. We'll have a chance to explore this. I still remember it was a Miami White party. It was a lot of fun. Running a lot of new music for it. I just got back from New York, so I had a bunch of really great gems. And I had the most fun because the crowd was just, they were so expressed and had nothing about their sexuality. There were a lot of really sexy people there. I was kind of, as a lot of people do, had the vision that swingers was going to be like some seedy thing with
right.
a bunch of creepy people, and it wasn't that at all. I mean, it was like going to any hot club in downtown Denver at the time.
So it really like opened your eyes to not only this doesn't necessarily have like a stigma on it, but it's actually something that anybody can do, and it's not this thing to be ashamed of or something like that. And all these people are here; they're having a good time.
Yeah.
They're with their respective partners or whatever, and they're just able to go in there. And
there was, like you said, anybody can do. There's a huge community in Denver that I didn't even know about once I discovered this. I mean, it was that, and when I DJed for them, it was unlike anything I'd done in Denver before. I played music that I couldn't play out anywhere else. At the time, Denver didn't have the thriving nightlife community that we do now, and they loved it. I played all my Miami, New York stuff, and they really got into it. So as a DJ, I was inspired, too. I'm like, wow, I love spinning for this group, and they're sexy as hell, and I can be expressed, so hell yeah, I want more of this in my life.
Yeah, you got to really have fun with it, and you got to find kind of your own expression that you've been held back on from these other clubs or bars or wherever you had to spin at before, and with this group of people, you were able to just really be yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that was really great, and so I talked to the guy who got me the gig, and we, you know, he'd been in the lifestyle for a while, he kind of shared his story, and I said, you know, who else is doing this in Denver? He said, you know, there's one other group that kind of does these parties at clubs, and then there's a club, Scarlet Ranch, which is still around, that does them as well. And I said, well, we should do them. I said, is anybody doing them for people our age? At the time, I was in my early 30s, I think I had just turned 30. And he said, not really. I said, well, let's do this. Like, I know the industry. I know every nightclub in Denver, every DJ, you know, I know how to throw events and manage them. You know the lifestyle community. Let's put our heads together and do some cool stuff.
Yeah.
And so we did. And then eventually my ex and I learned that she wanted monogamy and I didn't, and we split amicably around that. I stopped doing as many events while we were together. After a couple of years, it didn't work with what was going on with our family and our responsibilities. Really just needed to focus on family stuff. But then after our divorce, I took it up again very quickly. Started doing the events that we're still doing in Vegas. This will be our 10th year doing Sin City, which we rebranded as Fusion Las Vegas last year with a couple of other partners. So we've been doing that Vegas event for the last 10 years. And then in 2017, in Vegas during the AVN Award Week, we hosted an event out there as well and rebranded as Menage Life.
Okay.
And that's where the current vision, I mean, it's always kind of been in the background, below the surface, but we never really put it all down on paper and started really intentionally going after that until 2017. And that's when it really became a business more than a hobby for me and everybody who's still doing it.
How long did it take to really create a presence as you know, the Menage group, Menage
Life. Yeah. I mean, what was unique about Menage is that we finally brought the mission to it, which had always been there for me, but I'd never been able to really define it until I thought about it more closely. And I did some soul searching, I did some seminars, you know, I just gotten divorced, so I was already naturally doing a lot of soul searching. But when I looked at why I wasn't fulfilled in doing the events I was doing, is because I didn't feel like I was making a difference in the world. We were just doing parties, which was cool, but at that point, just throwing fun sex parties, I was kind of over it.
Right.
And
you wanted more.
What I saw was there's just this, the whole world is very suppressed about their sexuality. And I wanted to make a difference in that area. I mean, our mission in Menage is that the whole world can be fully expressed and free from any shame about it. That we get rid of all these ridiculous stigmas that we still have around sex and sexuality. So we brought that to the business, and that really resonated with people. We started seeing exponential growth and people subscribing to our communities, our newsletters, really wanting to get involved as volunteers, because it wasn't just about throwing a cool party anymore. There was a real mission behind it, and still is.
You wanted to give people that same opportunity that your friend that you were working with to just kind of open the door and be like, hey, this is a thing.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, everybody's there.
Yeah, if you don't know this is out there and you have any inclination to check it out, we want to give you the space to do that.
Exactly. Right. And it's not intuitive to know where to go. Like,
no.
You go Google Swingers or Kink or whatever, and you'll get a lot of different results, but you don't really know where to start. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you don't know when you're starting out. So having somebody that can just point you in the right direction, open the door, let you know what? This is normal.
Yeah.
Well, everybody is sexual. And we all express it differently, and whatever you're into, it's okay.
Yeah, I had to be involved in an erotic film company before I knew anything about all of this.
So
I know just what you're talking about. You have to have those people there to give you the permission, sort of, to say, hey, this is okay. This is something that people do. Look at all these other people that are enjoying themselves, and they have happy relationships, and they have a good time, and they have core family values and all that. And just because you like going to a swinger party, you know, it doesn't mean that you're any less of a person than the guy standing next to you. It's just different.
Yeah. And that's it. We really want the whole world to get that, even if they're not swingers or kinky, that it's not weird to be that way.
Yeah, take away that stigma.
Take away that stigma. Mm-hmm. And for the people who don't know where to start, who are worried about jealousy, whatever it is, there's so much stuff. Mm-hmm. There's so much information, knowledge out there, and people who have it that want to share it. We want to give people access to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so for this place, for the Menage Manor, what is your goal specifically for this location?
To throw really cool sex parties and get laid, of course. No. We wanted to provide a different experience in Denver. Mm-hmm. And we already do a bohemian fun event at Studio Friction on the first Saturday of the month called Studio Saturdays, which is awesome. And it's more of an urban, it's in an art gallery loft. There's just not a lot of this type of thing going on in Denver currently. So we wanted to provide more of a white glove, something like checking into a boutique, Airbnb, hotel, that type of experience, but also lifestyle and kink. So that's what we're doing. We've got, this whole grounds here, it's a 6-acre estate. The owners are totally aligned with what we're doing and in the lifestyle. And really, it's a blank canvas for us to have some fun and provide a new upscale boutique sexy experience for our guests.
Have you found that once you sort of opened that door and gave yourself that permission to check out kink, to be more open about it, to see what other people are into, have you had your personal sexuality and kink and that kind of thing sort of grow and change and develop?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what I want in 2004. My ex-wife was very supportive. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be one today without her. Like, as much as it wasn't a fit for her, she never was ashamed of me for who I was or shamed me for it. And really encouraged me to explore who I was. I guess I identify as bisexual, even though I don't pursue men often. And I learned what specifically I like about being bisexual, which really I have a cock fetish, that's it, I learned. But it took me exploring to know, and I was, before that I would go to gay bars when I was younger and go, I feel comfortable here, but I'm not attracted to people the way everyone else is, so I don't know what's going on here. It turns out I just wanted to suck dick.
True.
So, I've really drilled down on that, I guess. And with the support of people like my ex-wife and just trial and error, have learned. And I think everybody kind of goes through that journey. And there's always, once you check something off your list, it may not be what you thought it was. There's a difference between the reality and the fantasy. And there's always going to be new stuff you haven't tried. I've never really been into anal play or pegging, but I've explored a little more recently with the help of some friends who helped me have good experiences with prostate stuff. It's an ever-evolving journey, I think. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you know, the common phrase these days is, you know, sexuality is a spectrum. Mm-hmm. And you don't know, A, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And B, you don't know what you like until you try it. And, you know, you might have been raised in this house or that house with mm-hmm. these sort of rules or boundaries or that kind of thing. But, you know, it's just like when you walked in to do that DJ set in 2004, mm-hmm. you know, you didn't even know that was a thing that was out there or that you would be into. And so then that gave you the leeway to say, well, shit, what else don't I know? What else can I try?
Yeah.
And that's,
I mean, it's not black and white. Like, it's not like you're gay, you're straight, or you're 50-50 bi. It is a sliding scale, mm-hmm. a sliding spectrum.
Absolutely.
And it changes. Like, there's times where I'm much more wanting to explore men, and there's times where I don't even care. But I do know I have never been romantically interested mm-hmm. in men. That's something I didn't want to do.
Physical attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and early on, I would make myself wrong for that because I felt like I wasn't doing bi right or something, and I had to learn. Just everybody's different.
Yeah, you're trying to conform to what somebody else says this thing should be.
Yeah,
and I'm sure too that it's not even it's not this, like you said, it's not gay, straight, bi. It's the spectrum of thing. But I'm sure too it goes to each person, not only for you know you and I, but for who I am then attracted to. You know, I might not be attracted to men, but I'm attracted to this guy.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that. Exactly.
But it's such a small, it's a part of my sexuality, but it's one piece of fabric.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just one component.
Yeah.
It doesn't define you. It's just part of who you are.
And I think the biggest thing that we, now that I've been through my journey, and like, it's not like I know everything, I'm still learning
absolutely.
Stuff. But what I think it's important for us to get the message out is that everybody's different. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're into, it's okay. And there's loud voices out there that will want to tell you you're doing it wrong mm-hmm. and have been for years, and they're going to continue to do that. It's never going away. And if you can be comfortable in your own skin and own who you are, just be at peace with that, that's where you get your power.
Absolutely.
And so we want everybody to have that freedom to just be themselves, whatever they're into, to not be ashamed of it, to not be afraid to ask for it, put it out there, and to have the partners who are totally aligned with who they are.
Absolutely. And the person next to them, you know, to be able to do that. And again, providing these people with a safe space to say, hey, that's okay to try it. If you're into it and you're into it, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, that's great.
Yeah.
You were telling me about an app that you are developing right now. What is that about?
Yeah, so the Menage app, it's been in the works for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. We tried launching it when we first relaunched the brand in 2017, and we learned that if you're going to do that, you need to be fully funded. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the resources to support it. So everybody really loved the idea, but it fell on its face pretty quickly. And so we went back to the drawing board. We tried to do kind of a scaled-down version of it last year, but we decided if we're going to do this, we want to do it right. So we're going to be starting in Denver, but it's basically an app to connect our whole community. You know, we know there's a ton of apps out there and a lot of legacy websites who are partners of ours who are great. But when it comes to Denver, not everybody, I mean, the people who go to our events are all going to be on this app. And the biggest complaint we hear now is a lot of people have moved off of the legacy websites and are moving to like the Facebooks and Instagrams, and there's just a lot of adult content restrictions mm-hmm. on those sites. So we want to provide and are going to provide a mobile-friendly platform for our people in Denver to connect, you know, with geo-based hookup mm-hmm. features, no adult content restrictions, so you don't have to worry about posting that naked selfie in the middle of the day and going to Facebook jail for 30 days.
Absolutely.
And that's important to people. We're in an era where social media and mobile technology are king. Mm-hmm. And people want to share images and videos and stuff constantly. And they can't do that with what's currently out there.
To have something like that where you've already established the community, mm-hmm. and then get to now have them, you know, access to them right there in your pocket and not have to do necessarily like phone number, business card, or email.
Yeah.
Just to have it, that easy access to it sounds fantastic.
Yeah. So yeah, we want to provide that, you know, basically a best of breed Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, mobile friendly package, but no adult content restrictions. And you know, the hookup features of the Grindrs and the Tinders. So when you're out of town, oh yeah, look, it's a couple of miles away from here. Let's swipe and see.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's time.
I like that.
Right? I like that. Maybe we'll use that.
And so when do you have a projected date on when this will come about?
So my CFO would kill me if I commit to anything.
So definitely, we can definitely say within the next year.
We'll have a beta version by Labor Day that we're going to be rolling out for testing, but we're not going to be launching anything until we've really made sure this thing works.
Yeah, you gotta make sure it works.
And we have the capital and staff to support it. Because
nice.
We're committed. Once we launch this, everybody's going to want it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be able to support it or it's going to fall on its face and we're never going to be able to do it. So, yeah, it's really important to us that we put it out there and that the community can immediately use it and see value from it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about real quick, you know, obviously this is going to come out after tonight, but what is the event that's taking place, mm-hmm. Well, I guess technically tomorrow at the time that we're shooting this, but what is this first event going to be like?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And there's a lot of unknowns because anytime you do an event at a venue for the first time, you learn stuff. It's sold out. We're expecting 300 guests, and you know, kind of like I was saying earlier, we're going to be providing a white glove experience. So this is our grand launch for the Menage Manor. So the whole property is going to be lit up in pink. We're going to have the red carpet rolled out. We're going to have valet service, complimentary valet service for all guests as they pull up, and then they're going to walk down the red carpet, and they're going to come in and they're going to get lit on a tour after they sign in and check in. And really, we just want to provide that experience that we don't see in Denver, kind of taking it to the next level. Something mm-hmm. you would see at a boutique property or a five-star resort, but without the stuffiness.
And what kind of time frame would mm-hmm. the normal guest be able to stay for a party like this?
Oh yeah, so we're opening at 6. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to show people the property during the day and at night. So we're expecting probably an earlier crowd and then a later crowd. Hopefully they'll come early and stay all night,
sure.
which means they're having a good time. Yeah. But yeah, we'll have, you know, we've got the hot tubs and the swim spa. We're going to have some lawn activities and cornhole and things like that going on during the day. We've got a DJ who's going to be outside, or actually a couple DJs, including me, who will be outside spinning all night. The place is just going to look amazing. And we're really bringing that sort of the experience we bring in Vegas with the cabanas and the day beds. Guests have the opportunity to buy their own private cabana and pull curtains down and kind of have their own play space. The entire property is fully optional and you can play anywhere on property. So, I mean, that's a big selling point
for absolutely.
People. Or, you know, you go to a club and you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, very restricted. And so here it's, you know, within the boundaries of the fence line, basically
exactly.
you can do whatever you want.
Exactly, so. Exactly. So. Yeah, we know it's going to be amazing. We're really putting all the finishing touches on and giving people the white glove treatment, but also want them to feel welcome and at home here. Because stuffy doesn't work. Stuffy isn't sexy. So, yeah.
You're just full of these great I love it. So what about other upcoming events? Like, what's the next event that's going to be happening?
Yeah, so this is going to be a monthly thing for us here at the Manor. The next event will be, our goal is the third Saturday or the third weekend of every month to be hosting events. So our next one is we're doing our FWB foam with benefits party, an upscale mansion foam party. So imagine you want to do a foam party at the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
That's what that'll be like.
I have imagined that.
Yeah. And then Hedonism is going to be here in October for a Hedonism Invasion of Denver. We're going to be doing an entire weekend of events here at the Manor. So something on Friday, some kind of big gala on Saturday, and then some kind of Sunday fun day as well. And honestly, we're open to maybe opening things up more during the summer and doing another Sunday fun day or two before the summer's out. But it's important to us that everything we do here is world class.
Yeah, having that top.
Yeah, we're not looking to spread ourselves too thin.
Absolutely.
So we'd rather do less events and make them all really special than try to do an event every weekend and burn people out and burn our team out for that matter as well.
So as these events come up, you know, dates are set and all that kind of thing, where can people go to check on those dates and information?
Yeah, you go to menagelife.com or menagemanor.com. Number one will get you there.
Cool.
Yeah.
At the bottom of your screen now. So to wrap up this conversation that I've been having with Sante here, we are now joined by the director of Spark Erotic, Urvashi. Everybody recognizes her. And basically, Urvashi was telling me that you guys have a little bit of a special connection when it comes to a certain kink or fetish. And that we were going to be kind of playing around with that today and actually getting to film a little bit of that.
Yeah.
What do we have in store?
You know, I don't know. I've never filmed this before. Mm-hmm. So she and I routinely go get pedicures. I have a foot fetish. And that looks a lot of different ways for a lot of different people. But for me, I enjoy going and getting pedicures and pampering myself with girlfriends and then playing with their feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's already pedicured, but I think we're just going to do a little foot play today for you guys.
Right on. We're going to change locations to a little bit more comfortable of a spot to do that. But just wanted to say again, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me and for, you know, providing this this space for other people to have that experience that you did all those years ago and get to find out more about what they're into and everything. Definitely check out menagelife.com.
Yep.
And
men age life. Menagelife.
and menagemanor.com.
Menagemanor.com.
Right.
Not men age man. That's not a woman. That's a man, baby. Yeah.
Not a baby.
That's a man, baby. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
That's perfect spot. Perfect spot to end.
All right.